Okay, we are continuing in our review. We are starting from Chavav Amud Beis, 12 lines from the top, the word Itmar. Itmar, it was said, Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina Amar, Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rav Chanina, says, Tfilois Avos Tiknum. The idea of davening was instituted by the Avos. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Amar, Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, Tfilois Keneget Midim. Tiknum. The idea of davening was instituted to correspond to the daily karbanos tamid. Tanya kavase de Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina, utanya kavase de Rabbi Shimon Levi. We're now going to bring a braisa that supports the opinion of Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina that the tefillah is something that was instituted by the Avos. And then we're going to bring a braisa that's going to support Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi that the tefillahs are corresponding to the daily tamid offerings, the karbanas. So here's the first braisa. Tanya kavase de Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina. There's a braisa that supports the first opinion of Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina. Avram tikein tefillas shachris. Avram was the one who instituted tefillas shachris. Shenemar, as it says, V'yashkem Avram ba'boiker. Avram got up early in the morning, El hamakim asher amad sham, to the place where he stood. This was after Hashem destroyed Sodom. And the word Amida, says the Gemara, is a reference to tefillah. V'ein Amida ela tefillah. The word Amida, when it says El hamakim asher amad sham, is referring to tefillah. Shenemar, as we find, it says in Tehillim, V'yamoid Pinchas. Vayifalel, that Yitzchak stood up and davened. So you see that Amida is a reference to tefillah. So too when it says, Vayashkem Avram ba'boker el hamakim asher amad sham, it's talking about Avram davening tefillas shachris. The Gemara continues, Yitzchak tikein tefillas mencha. Yitzchak instituted the tefillah of mencha. Shenemar, as it says, Vayetze Yitzchak losuach pasodeh lifnais erev. That Yitzchak went out to speak, lasuach, to speak in the field, lifnes erev, towards the evening. Ve'ein sicha ela tefillah. The term sicha, speech, is a reference to davening. Shenemar, as it says, tefillah la'ani ki yatoif. Ve'lefnei Hashem yishpech sichai. A tefillah of an ani, a poor man, when he is yatoif, when he is engulfed with his tzareis, or engulfed in his talis. And then it says, ve'lefnei Hashem yishpech sichai. And before Hashem, he pours forth his speech. Here it's clear that it's talking about a tefillah la'ani, talking about a tefillah of the poor person. So too, when it says, by Yitzchak, lasuach pasada, it's a reference to him being metakein, instituting tefillas mincha. And finally, Yaakov tikin tefillas arvis, Yaakov instituted ma'ariv, as it shenemar, as it says, vayifka ba'amokim vayolan sham. He encountered the place and spent the night there. The word pigia, vayifka, says the Gemara, v'ein pigia ela tefillah. The term pigia is a reference to tefillah, as it says, shenemar v'ata al tispalel ba'ad ha'am hazeh, v'al tisa v'adam rino tefillah, v'al tifka bi. Hashem tells Yirmiyah, do not daven for these people, and do not cry for them. And then he concludes, v'al tifka bi, which we see means, do not entreat me, do not daven to me. So there we see that when it says, by Yaakov, by Yifka, by Mokem, by Yolan Shom, it's a reference to Yaakov being Mesakin, instituting Tfilas Arvis, Mayriv. Now the Gemara continues and brings a braisa that supports the opinion of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the second opinion that Tfilah was instituted to correspond to the Karbonos Tamidim. V'tanya kavasei de Rabbi Shimon Levi, and now a braisa supports the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Levi. It says the braisa, mipnei ma amru tefilas hashachar ad chatzos. Why do the chachamim say that shachris Shemoneh Esrei you have till noontime? Says the braisa, sharei tamid shel shachar karev hoylich kol ad chatzos, because you were able to bring the morning korban tamid until noontime. V'Rabbi Yehuda oimer ad arba shayis, and the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, as we learned earlier, was that you have only until the fourth hour. He says that sharei tamid shel shachar karev hoylich ad arba shayis, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you only have the first 4 hours of the morning to bring the Karban Tamid. Why did the Chachamim say that you have until the evening time to daven mincha? Because according to the Chachamim, you were able to bring the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim, the afternoon Karban Tamid, till the evening. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Plaga Mincha. Rabbi Yehuda says you only have until Plaga Mincha to daven mincha. Sharei Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim, Karei V'Helich Ad Plaga Mincha. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, they were only able to bring the Karban Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim, the afternoon Karban Tamid, until the time of Plag HaMincha. The Brisa continues, Mipnei Ma Amru Tfilas HaErev Ein Lai Keva. Why do they say that there's no fixed time for Ma'ariv? You can daven all night. Sharei Evarim Ufedarim Shloines Aklum Be'erev Kraven V'Hoilchim Kol HaLayla. Because the limbs and the fats that were not able to be consumed during the daytime were able to be brought and offered the whole night time. And Ma'ariv corresponds to this idea of these limbs and fats being burnt on the Mizbeach the whole night. So too, Ma'ariv, we have the whole night. Umipneima amru shel musafin kol hayoyim. And why did they say you have the whole day to daven musaf? Sharei karban shel musafin karev kol hayoyim. Because the karban musaf was able to be brought the whole day. Whereas, according to Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad Sheva Shais, you only have the first 7 hours of the day to daven musaf. Sharei karban musaf karev ha'elich ad Sheva Shais. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, we only had the first 7 hours of the day to daven musaf. Now the Braisa concludes by telling us that there are two parts of the afternoon. There's a time called Mincha Gedoila, which is the earliest time that they were able to bring the karban Tamid, Shel Ben Harbayim. And then there's a time called Mincha Ketana, and that is the time that they actually usually did bring the Karban Tamid, Shel Ben Harbayim. So the Braisa says, Ve'ezehu, Ve'ezehi, Mincha Gedoila. When is this time called Mincha Gedoila? The earliest time to bring the Karban Tamid, Shel Ben Harbayim. Mishesh Shois Umechza Ulamala. From 6.5 hours and onwards of the day. Ve'ezehi, Mincha Ketana. And when is the time of Mincha Ketana when they would actually bring the Karban Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim? Miteisha Shois Umechza Ulamala. From 9.5 hours of the day and onward.